Sean Harvell was such an exemplary airman that the Air Force used him in recruiting commercials. As an Air Force combat controller, he earned 2 Silver Stars, several Bronze Stars, and a Purple Heart in Afghanistan. His uncle Bill Maher says Harvell was pretty much great at everything he did.
He was a very bright person, a very accomplished person. He was a very good athlete, very strong.
So when Harvell drowned last month off Alamitos Beach, his death hit his family hard, especially since Sean died just 4 years after his younger brother Andy, who was also a combat controller, was killed in Afghanistan.
I think they were as close as twins is the best way to say it, because they, one without the other, it was always Sean and Andy, and that's how we talked about all of them all the time, it seemed. They were a pair.
They were a pair, and that's how they're buried, one on top of the other in Section 89A at the LA National Cemetery. The Harvell family, especially the boy's mother, wanted them laid to rest there.
It was very important for my sister, especially, so that when she visits the site, that she can be close to both. They're right there for her, so it means quite a bit because she does visit very often.
It's also a rare honor to be buried at LA National these days. While military veterans have the right to a grave in a national cemetery, the one here in LA has basically run out of space. After 9/11, the cemetery cleared out a new area to serve those Americans killed in Iraq and Afghanistan. That's why Andy Harvell rests there. Pretty much everyone else buried at LA National in recent years is the spouse of a veteran already interred there. Andy's wife gave up the opportunity to be buried with her husband so that Sean could be there instead. The reality is, in the city with the most veterans in the country, vets generally don't have the option for a casket burial in Los Angeles.
There's a large population of veterans, and we haven't been able to really serve them for many years.
Mary Elizabeth Jones is an administrator at LA National. She says when families call to inquire about a grave here, they're mostly sent to Riverside National, about 80 miles away. But the VA is working on a fix.
We're looking at the future site of the Los Angeles National Cemetery Columbarium.
A columbarium, a memorial wall where cremated remains are placed in secure niches, often many rows high. That's the new trend at veteran cemeteries across the country in places where new land is hard to come by. The VA hopes to have one built in LA by 2020. Columbarium-only veteran cemeteries are planned in Indianapolis, Jamaica, New York, Chicago, and Alameda. This spot just west of the 405 freeway is 15 acres of cast-off equipment and weeds right now. But Tom Ruck, the cemetery's new director, says by the time they're finished, it'll be up to par.
You have, you know, concrete barriers over there. You have piping here. I'm sure you have some type of wood and concrete waste there. You have parking lot over there that, you know, and all this will be redone and become beautiful, just like the National Cemetery across the street.
Paul Lally served in the Air Force from 1952 to 1956. He lives on the VA campus in Westwood, not far from where the columbarium will be built. He says he wants to be cremated and interred there when his time comes.
And I chose this place because A, it's across the street, and B, because my family lives down here. So if they wanted to come by once a year and say, "Hiya, Dad, how you doing?" You know.
But Lally says it's about more than just convenience.
Well, it's an honor, really. Because like them, those who have passed on, you know, we, for one reason or another, we decided to serve our country. We've done it honorably, and therefore we have a right to be buried there with some dignity, and that's the place to do it.
The demand for the new columbarium is already incredibly high. By the time it opens in 2020, officials estimate the backlog will be so great that they'll be doing 15 interments a day for 6 months to catch up. I'm John Ismay reporting.